In some states, people are hearing about the Affordable Care Act in advertisements on TV or radio. Minnesota is spending $9 million on a media campaign. One ad features Paul Bunyan needing medical attention after getting injured while water skiing.
Uh-oh. Oh, no. Whoa. Whoa. Oh, 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 oh.
Minnesota, land of 10,000 reasons to get health insurance.
Babe, little help.
The 17 states that have set up their own exchanges have been running public awareness campaigns for months. Wisconsin refused to set up an exchange of its own. Instead, the federal government is running it. Dan Schwartzer is Wisconsin's deputy insurance commissioner. He says the state is not spending money or running ads, instead deciding to rely on local outreach.
We don't think the advertising is going to work. I think this works a lot better when you're at this, when you're at that local level.
Milwaukee's health commissioner, Bevin Baker, says he would have liked to have seen billboards and public service announcements, but he says grassroots campaigns can be just as effective.
You know, good news travels fast, and when people see that there's something that's going to help them or their loved ones, they may share that information and the oldest form of communication known, person to person.
Wisconsin is providing $55 million for local organizations like community health centers and public health departments to get the word out. This local outreach got the attention of James Ivory Travis of Madison. The unemployed 32-year-old was at the Dane County Job Center for training when officials mentioned health insurance and how to sign up for it.
I heard about the marketplace and everything, like you can stop in room 16 and find out more about it, and that's what I did.
Travis hasn't signed up for coverage because he doesn't know what he can afford yet on unemployment. He has asthma and is eager to regain coverage. His most recent job had health insurance.
I take a daily maintenance inhaler and then a rescue inhaler, and I also take allergy medicine and stuff like that because, you know, allergies and asthma is kind of tied together. And but the treatments and some of those inhalers, like the one I take every day, cost like $300 without insurance.
When he worked, Travis said he made too much to qualify for Badger Care. But his situation is different now, and the state has made changes to the program, which will help extremely poor individuals at the poverty line or below. At the same time, the state plans to kick thousands with slightly higher incomes off Badger Care. The Walker administration estimates upwards of 90% will transition to the marketplace to buy private insurance. But advocates warn they may not be able to afford premiums. Furthermore, they say having parents on private insurance and their kids on public insurance is complicated. Bobby Peterson runs the nonprofit ABC for Health. Before the marketplace went live, he held a seminar for all those doing local outreach.
So talking about stacking the deck against these folks, yeah, it's great that they have coverage, but when it's so complicated that it just makes it really challenging for these parents to navigate these multiple bureaucracies.
Over the years, there had been a push to make Badger Care more accessible and easier to use. Now some see barriers being put back up at a time the nation is trying to get as many people insured as possible. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.